So, Steve-o, how does strategic voting work? And does it work? That's today's question.
Well, you're right to ask the second question, because it doesn't. And this goes back to our discussion about voting someone out of office.
Okay.
So, the nature of our Westminster system means that we're not ever actually voting for someone who's going to be prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Who becomes prime minister is dependent on which party has the confidence of the House.
Yeah, we're voting for someone in our area that is a member of a party that represents that party. And whatever party has the most seats gets the prime minister seat, right?
Yeah, more or less. It's a little more complicated, but that's good enough for now. So the idea behind strategic voting is that in a race between two or more candidates, you need to be careful about who you vote for, because not only might your preferred candidate lose, but the quote-unquote worst person could somehow end up winning here. And this is particularly significant when there are two candidates who are very similarly aligned, maybe close on the political spectrum of left and right.
Mm-hmm.
It usually comes up in elections where people are most interested in voting against an especially bad candidate. Anyone but X, right?
Okay, yeah. So, like, we don't want this party to win, so everyone quick vote for the other party.
Right. And so what happens is there are concerns about splitting the vote between these two candidates who are not as bad as the one bad person.
And then the one bad person ends up winning because we've split the vote between the two not-so-bad people.
Exactly. And in a way, this problem is actually made worse by the fact that we only vote for our local riding and not for the office of prime minister, because sometimes the drive to control who the prime minister is going to be leads people to vote more for the party that they believe is most likely to win than it is to vote for the person they think is most likely to represent them well.
Ah. So I guess I probably should have started with, like, what is strategic voting? Is that where we vote based on strategy, based on what we think would be best overall? Or, like, we aren't voting our heart, we're voting in alignment with other people? Like, what is strategic voting?
Well, essentially what happens is a strategic voter goes out and spends time educating themselves before election day on stuff like polling data in their riding, so that they know which candidate is most likely to win and who of their preferred choices is most likely to beat that candidate. Right?
Got it. So it is you're voting, you're not necessarily voting for something, you're voting against somebody else.
Exactly.
Got it.
The problem with this, I mean, there are lots of different problems with it. I mean, for starters, it's a really cynical take on voting. Rather than choosing for who you believe is the best candidate to represent you, you settle for not the person you hate.
Yeah, sure.
And I mean, a government in a democracy, I mean, especially in a democracy, should match the values of its citizens. And the whole point of going out and voting is that the democracy operates in a way that is in accordance with the people's interests. And so if you're voting for people who don't represent you, it sends the wrong message to the people making our laws about the things that we value and the policies that we support. And there isn't really a way for politicians to know which votes are strategic and which votes are not. So it's hard for them to know which policies should be pursued and which ones should be ignored.
Wow. So it's like, so instead of giving our leaders, our politicians, information as to what we want, strategic voting ends up more giving them information about, like, well, we definitely don't want this. But
exactly.
That means that when they're making laws, they don't know which ones to make, because as long as they don't make those ones, they don't know what else to do.
Exactly. Now this problem is made even worse by the fact that strategic voting is really difficult to do. So political parties have a hard enough time knowing how a riding is going to vote. And they have access to a ton of data, including their own internal polling, fundraising, sign and volunteer numbers in the area. Plus, they're relying on prior electoral results and regional trends.
Sure.
And they have, like, teams of experts that are dedicated to analyzing and understanding this data. And still political parties struggle to know which candidates are going to be strong, which are going to be weak, and where they need to put their resources, because sometimes it's just too complicated.
And so putting that into the hands of the public, who are just regular people who have jobs that are just living their life, they're even less prepared and less knowledgeable and have less information. So they're the possible for the future they can foresee is just as wrong.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes it's more straightforward. In particular ridings, you may notice that the Liberal candidate is somebody who doesn't really have a name that's known to the community, doesn't have a lot of signs out, and it's really just a race between the NDP and the Conservatives. And in that case, you know a bit better. But strategic voting isn't important in those ridings. Strategic voting is really important in the ridings where there is a close race between three or more candidates. And figuring out who is going to win those races is very difficult for anyone to do, let alone someone like me who has access to the internet, and that's about it.
Yeah. So I think I understand how it works. But you said it doesn't work. And is it only because we can't possibly know enough information for the strategic voting to work? Or is there more to it that's going to keep it from working?
Well, the other factor is that even with polling data and even with the most information that you have, election day is all about voter mobilization. It's more about getting out your supporters necessarily than having more supporters than the other party. And I mean, in a long election, people experience election fatigue, and so they don't necessarily get out and vote. Mm-hmm. So it's harder for you to count on those sorts of numbers. If there is particular weather or events that happen in the local area, maybe people aren't going to get out and vote for those reasons. And so even if you have huge amounts of information, election day still has its own surprises.
So the best strategy is to just go out and vote.
Yeah, vote for the candidate that you believe is the best candidate to represent you. Vote for your values.
Sounds like a good strategy.